Blog Talk Radio.
Admit it, it's time. You've let the fear take the wheel, going down the road of lame excuses. It's such a crime that you've forgotten how to fight. You faked an injury when they're just bruises. Does it feel good to hate your own reflection? Does it feel good to wallow every day? Does it feel good to walk with no direction? How long you gonna take before you try? Your lack of faith, that's what's holding you back. It keeps you in the desert of frustration. Does it feel good to hate your own reflection? Does it feel good to wallow every day? Does it feel good to walk with no direction?
No, no, no.
How long you gonna take before you try?
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Come on in, sit down, relax, enjoy a virtual cup of coffee with me, some great indie music, and you never know what I'm going to talk about because I never plan it out. But the doors are open to Flavor's Lounge, and I invite you to come on in. Let's do this now.
which I can't breathe the foul scent of racism trying to pollute my daily living. But not even white supremacy can block out divine life given. So I'ma continue to live on my mission. I'm gonna continue to live on my mission. But I'm feeling like I can't breathe the foul scent of racism trying to pollute my daily living. But not even white supremacy can block out the divine life given. So I'ma continue living on my mission. Ooh, on my mission. Trying to wrap my mind around these wicked days and times, or better yet, wrap my head instead to stay protected from the media rays, projected meant to leave me warped, zombified, reactionary, or misled. But Ferguson broadcasted to the world the struggle is not dead. Our human rights struggle is never dead. Always the game is to shift the focus instead, intended to rule the body of the people through the head. With headlines made to separate and keep the people high, addicted to hate. We don't want to recreate that even with its tragedy. It's hard for us to relate, for us to relate.
It's very difficult to teach us as a people because we have been tricked in so many different kinds of ways. When you start talking about re-educating us or giving us our first education, it has to be very difficult.
I said I'm feeling like I can't breathe this foul scent of racism trying to pollute my daily living, but not even white supremacy can block out divine life given. So I'ma continue living on my mission, living on my mission. I said I'm feeling like I can't breathe the foul scent of racism trying to pollute my daily living, but not even white supremacy can block out divine life given. So I'll continue living on my mission, living on my mission. Since the ships, it seems the chips have been stacked. And now, like them ships, our bodies are still being stacked inside prison plantations and morgues packed. In this program, our souls are chose to be packed. Files of truth rewritten, making our hard drive operate from lack, instigating our purpose that now Black Lives Matter as if it's the newest app. Man, where we at? Once again attacked, like the olden days, those days that we still feel inside of our backs. This never stops, this won't stop, it keeps us going, showing us that truly we still have a purpose, yeah, to move on. This service that we commit ourselves to every day to stay true from breath to lung, to feet to mind to heart, where we from, no matter where this is at. We are who we are for real and we'll never separate from that truth, from that eternal fact. Feeling like I can't breathe, 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 feeling like I can't breathe. This why
now protesters say the way police took back the precinct made them feel ambushed and disrespected. Black Lives Matter say they have been peaceful in this escalation of emotions because of the actions of officials who they say are determined to silence their call for transparency in the investigation of the shooting of Jamar Clark.
Because we have been trained into so many wrong ideas, it's very hard to get any new information in. And we tend to reject it, especially if it requires us to change personally. We are more apt to agree on change if it's something we can maybe think differently about.
Every moment keep me down. I'm looking up to brighter days, head up higher days. Gotta readjust my crown. I got to believe in me, be who I'm supposed to be, and stop getting in my own way. This time I mean it, I really need it, need to be free.
Thank you.
good morning, good morning. Come on in. The doors are open. And thank you so much for joining me for Morning Coffee with Flava. I've already had a cup. I'm on my second cup of cowboy coffee, but it's tasting so good to me. How are you doing? How are you doing? I'm actually doing pretty well myself. This past week, I finished out work on a pretty good note, and that's a great feeling because if you follow my shows, you know work has been kind of stressful, so I'm grateful that maybe the storm is coming to an end and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But you know what? I'm kind of learning to go with the flow of life. I'm kind of learning to go with it, and I don't know. Maybe we can talk about that. But you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, and I opened up today's show with Kim Dawson with her piece Try featuring Will Blaze, going into my cousin, one of my favorite artists and producers, G Fields with Bungie, Satoria with Back to Me, Miles Warren, I Can't Breathe, and Tim Bowman Jr. with Boss. I hope you're digging the flavors that I'm playing for you, because as I always say, I'm digging playing this music for you. So anyway, I'm feeling actually pretty good. I'm an early morning person. I think that's why I like doing Morning Coffee with Flava, even though this isn't necessarily early morning, but it is morning going on afternoon for some people, and maybe even evening for others, depending on where you are in the world and listening to this. But I'm an early morning person, and I think I definitely get that from my mama, because she would wake up early in the morning, put her coffee on, and either read or do puzzles. And I never really understood why she did that, but it was part of her routine for forever, you know. And I think now, as I've gotten older and I've created a routine that makes sense to me, now so much more of who my mama was makes more sense to me, because I've got some of her characteristics. So I'm saying all of that to say, I think my subject today is going to be on sometimes the simple things we make hard. And I've been thinking about that. And as I did some things early this morning, I thought, why don't I do this more regularly? Or what is it that holds me back? So let me say this. Here in Vegas, it's dusty. It's really, really dusty. And it drives me crazy. I learned it when I was living on the other side of Vegas, and I thought, where is this dust coming from? The door is hardly open. Over there, the colors of the floor was very light, so you couldn't necessarily see it on the floor. But in the windowsills and stuff, there was dust. There was dust in the bathroom. And it's not like that dust, like, you know, every Saturday my mama made me dust the house. It's a different type of dust, and it's like a fine dirt or something. I don't know. And I would come home in the evening from work and say, okay, there's these leaves or pine needles or whatever that have blown onto my front doorstep during the windstorms and this and that takes place. Why don't I sweep it? Why don't I sweep it? So 6 o'clock this morning, I swept it. It didn't take long. It didn't take long. One of my things that I don't like doing, I don't like mopping. I'm just going to keep it real. I don't like mopping. I do it, but I don't like doing it. And I probably should do it more frequently, but I don't do it as frequently as I should. So this morning, I mopped. Probably not a heavy mopping, I'll be honest, but I mopped. And I can tell you that I walk around my place barefooted, and the floor feels much better. You know, if you look at my place, it's pretty orderly. I don't like dirty. I don't like mess. I don't like clutter, even though I do certain things that look like clutter, but trust and believe, the clutter that I create is very easy to fix. It's not something that you have to put a whole lot of work into. So I thought to myself, why do I make sweeping at the front door so hard? It took me 5 minutes. Why do I make mopping so hard? Honestly, maybe it took me 20 minutes to mop, if that, because I don't have a very large place. But sometimes I think we procrastinate on simple things that really don't take us a long time to achieve. And once we achieve it, it feels better. It feels so much better. So I was thinking this morning, what in our life do we procrastinate that actually is really, really simple? Really, really simple. Something to think about, right? All righty, let me jump back in and play some more music because I don't want to talk your ear off. But I think it's a good subject for today. What in our life is very, very simple to do, but we could procrastinate and we make it so much harder. And sometimes because we procrastinate, when we finally step up and do it, it is a little bit harder than if we just keep going and doing what we need to do when it's not so intense, right? I'm going to play some more music, and this is Cece Penison with her piece, Sick.
Freaking crazy, and a lot of holidays gone by without a sentiment. Either before or another time. Somewhere in time, I knew you before. Just maybe we met in the future and a time warp had surrounded us. Could it be we were stardust just weeks ago, years ago? It might be we were Adam and Eve. Or last week when we passed each other on the street, our eyes met in a reflection in a window. Somewhere in time, either before or another time, I knew you. Could it be I answered the phone, but the number you dialed was the wrong number, yet our voices made us wish it was the right number? From that moment, we were connected. Is that how we met? Just maybe? It might be we were the great-great-great-great-grandparents who kissed on the plantation, but the master sold us apart before we made love. Are we connected through an ancestral kiss, and we never finish with our vows to never to part, death do us part? Did we meet in a story of a dream come true? Somewhere in time, either before or another time, I knew you. I knew you long before. But is it our destiny I will stop at a red light and you'll be at the bus stop? Is it our fate I will need help? Helping others, and your caring heart would show up at the right time. Did we meet in one of God's other universes? Another lifetime? Another life form? You know, you remind me of... Well, I can't quite put my finger on it, but can I touch you now? Maybe if I touch your lips and gaze in your eyes, it will come to mind where I know you from. How do I know that scent? Did I kiss you in New York at the Penn Station before the number 2 train pulled away heading to Harlem in the year 2000? How about we shared a taxi in the middle of Chi-Town's downtown in the 1990s? Did we share a meal on Sunset Strip in L.A. at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in the 1980s? Maybe our ears tuned into each other's vibe in New Orleans in a blues club in the 1970s. Maybe I held your hand in the summer's heat in Atlanta on Peach Street in the 1960s. Or did the sun silhouette our embrace along the waterfront in Seattle in the 1950s? Did we sit next to each other on a Greyhound bus riding from the south to the west in the 1940s? Maybe we sat across from each other in a one-room classroom in the 1930s. Could it be I was the one your daddy threatened with a shotgun when I kept walking past your sharecropping shack in the 1920s? Maybe the same preacher baptized us in that sanctified day in that cold river at the turn of the century. Or was it in the future, at 30,000 feet at supersonic speed, and the plane just landed in Spain and you were arriving and I was departing? Could it be we sat in the same seat and our pheromones mixed and lifted to the jet stream and rained down on us? Maybe we met long before history was even recorded. Did I sail from Africa long before the Vikings landed in Iceland? But I landed on a beach and you were there waiting for me, and your feet blended in with the golden grains of sand. Did we walk this earth dropping our seeds? Did we populate the earth? Is that how I know you? Was I a lion who crossed over into your valley and you were the lonely lioness? At the mountaintop, did we lay our bones to rest? Did we turn to ashes and dust to dust? Did a perfect storm create us and we have come back as man and woman? We are back from the future and we are from the past in many places. Is it now as you hear my words, we are meeting? Somewhere in time, either before or another time, I knew you. Please, let me know you now, or maybe again.
I'm at a crossroad, and I got caught up on you. Let's keep this between me and you. I'm with her, but I'm feeling you, and you are feeling me. What's it gonna be?
I'm at a crossroad, and I got caught up on you. I'm torn between the two.
You should know that I'm feeling you. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tell me, how did I get here? I don't understand. This wasn't how it was supposed to be. I had it all. Find a perfect girl to settle down. We'd live forever after. Leave the rest alone. Deleted all the messages, numbers from my phone. Girl, you got me shook. Took me there. Friendship's on the line. Got me thinking and I can't decide. I'm at a
I don't.
there's you. Hit me on the roof, ready to ride. You're my right hand side. When I need you, you give me some good advice. You stroke my pride, take me high. Tell me when I'm wrong and when I'm
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava with your host. That's me, Lady Flava. I got a topic that I want to tell you about and talk to you about and get your thoughts, you know, on. But let me let you know who I played in this last set. I played Mother's Favorite Child with a piece called Sick featuring CeCe Peniston, going into Twin Spirit with I Am My Brother, an amazing spoken word artist and award-winning author, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, with his piece Either Before or Another Time. An amazing, amazing man. I don't think he's really doing music these days. I hate that he would hang that up. I don't know. He might surprise me, but Winston Warrior with his piece Crossroads, and then closing out the set with a young man that I have so much respect for out of the Pacific Northwest. His name is Sheldon Butler, and his piece is called Fast Life. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing. I like to, you know, kind of blend a variety of genres together. And I think it works. You can let me know. But I think it works because music should be experienced by all. And I think that when, I'm going to speak for myself, if I limit you to a certain genre, I'm cheating myself and I feel like I'm cheating you. There's so much music out there that is deserving to be experienced. And I think there's a way of just blending it all in together. And you could say, huh, you know what, Lady Flava, I was really, really digging that. Lady Flava, I wasn't feeling that, you know, and we all have a right to what we gravitate towards and what, you know, kind of hits us in life when we need it, or, you know, what doesn't work for us. But I want to give you that opportunity to potentially experience some music that you may not experience somewhere else. And the beautiful thing about internet radio is we have that option of just bringing music to you and allowing you to decide what the experience is like. So that's what you're going to experience on Flava's Lounge Radio, whether it's Morning Coffee with Flava or Flava's Groove. I'm working on some other shows that maybe a new concept and bringing back an old concept. And I just need to feel my way through my time and energy and when I can put this all into place, because I think it's something I really, really want to do. So I want to thank you so much for stopping by Flava's Lounge and having some virtual coffee with me, checking out the indie artists that I'm going to play for you, and, you know, listening to me talk as subjects come up in my head. Sometimes I feel like I'm just being vulnerable right here and just allowing you a peek into my life and how I think and what might be going on in my life. And I'm kind of going through a healing process. I am. And I'm trying to redefine myself. I'm trying to change my perspective on life in Vegas. And, I am missing home. I am missing Seattle, Washington for so many reasons. But I've decided, at least I'm working on this. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it, where I want to try to find, first of all, a peace, and then hopefully a joy in my life in Vegas. And just so many things have happened. So many things I've talked about it, you know, over the past year or so. And I'm planning on coming out of this much better than I was going in. You know, it's how interesting how life can play out. And so much of how it plays out is how we are internally within ourselves, and where our soul and spirit is at that time of experiencing it, huh? But today's subject is kind of based on, you know, how we can take those simple things in life that really can make a difference for us and turn it into something hard. I was really, really big back in Seattle and being on the radio and being on social media and talking about being prepared. If the doors were to open for you, are you prepared to walk through them? And I think sometimes when we procrastinate, we make it harder for ourselves. If we just worked on something consistently and prepare and put the package together, before you know it, we're ready. You know, but I think that too many times we're not prepared and we scramble if that opportunity happens upon us and we're not really putting our best foot forward. So I'm going to say this to the independent artists out there. I don't care what genre you are. I don't care what art form you are. Are you prepared? If somebody was to offer you an opportunity, but you need to have a solid artist package to present to them. Now, maybe they may know you, but they may have some partners that don't. They may have some sponsors that don't. And so they may say to you, do you have an artist bio? Do you have a press kit? Do you have an EPK? Do you have current headshots? And I'm not going to say headshots. Do you have current photos? Because I think the way that things have shifted when it comes to press kits, they want some just really good shots. And they can be actually taken by a cell phone. Cell phones are amazing too. A lot of the work that I do, the pictures I take, the filters that I can add, or how I can sharpen up a picture or just change the tone of a picture, is done on a cell phone. So just remember, you don't necessarily have to hire a videographer or a photographer per se to get some really good shots that you can use as marketing tools. But be prepared. Be prepared, because you just don't know. Sometimes I think that I sit back and I watch people, and artists, entertainers, and what moves are they making? Or what moves are they not making? And I realize that so much of it comes down to recycling the same thing. Recycling the same thing. And I don't know if that means that they are just not attempting to step outside the box of what they are used to and trying to put themselves in front of other audiences. One thing that I realized about myself a long time ago, I don't want to fit into somebody's box. I don't want to copy other people. I want to figure out my own lane. I want to stay true to myself. And maybe some things do overlap in how somebody else does it, but I want to find my way. I want to find my niche. And so much of my life has been experience where I just feel like I'm on the outside, but it's not necessarily been a bad thing. It's not necessarily been a bad thing. So even for myself, I'm not 100% prepared, you know, for all opportunities if the door open and it makes sense to me. I'm not one of those people that just jump on. I feel energies. I want to know who it is that I'm working with, da-da-da-da-da, you know. So I'm not working on so many things as I was when I was back in Seattle. But I think a lot of it is coming down to needing to be comfortable within myself and knowing what it is that I really, really want to do. And I think all of that's being redefined right now, you know. And I think that so much of my life in Vegas, I've made harder. I've allowed it to become hard versus finding something in it that makes sense on this journey God put me on in supporting creative souls. So have we taken those simple things in life and made them hard? Again, if you're a creative soul, be prepared. Figure out those tools that you need to have in place that you can click a button, that you can send out, become comfortable in speaking on who you are. Do you want to keep recycling the same old, or do you want to be able to put yourself in front of a different audience? I think I was getting ready to say this, but when I got on social media and I started entering into the realm of other social medias past Facebook and all, I realized I did not want to have the same following. I wanted to be able to get in front of different people because it didn't make sense to me in my desire in supporting independent artists and wanting to grow an audience, not only for myself, but for them. I needed to be exposed to different people and different mindsets. And that's what I really, really have tried to do. I have not utilized all the social medias that I'm on. It's so much work, isn't it? It is so much work. But I'm going to try to find my way, you know, where I'm doing something on all the different social medias that I'm on. And maybe one of these shows will talk about the different social medias that are out there. But, you know, let's think about it. Are we taking those simple things in life, whether it's just everyday living, whether it is personal, whether it's professional, are we taking those simple things in life and making it much harder? I want to play some more music for you. I'm scrolling down my list. Which direction do I want to go? I'm going to play Ty Causey with So Beautiful.
I need it. I'm packing my my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
And when she's there, when I get there,
I'm never
gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river. Bailed my breath when they dipped my head, then I came up shiny and new.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather. Bought me a one-way fare. I'm leaving everything behind me, but in my heart I always care.
And I'll still be right there.
Thank you, baby, 'cause nothing can replace that part of my mind. And oh,
I held my breath
when they dipped my head, then I came up shining.
I came out a new man.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather too. Down by the river, where black folks gather at the Sunday services too. How the river runs to the ocean, I'll be running right back to you.
I know this poison, it is bad for me. But bad habits comfort my agony. I don't mind showing off all these lovely skies, 'cause they're just as beautiful as shooting stars.
My music can just hit your soul in so many different ways. And, you know, for me, just depending on my mood, I'll do this variety thing that I will just sit and listen to just an array of music. And then there are other times when I am feeling a certain way and I either want to feel what it is that I'm feeling or I want music to help me take it me out of the space that I'm in. And just sitting here listening to the music that I'm playing as I play it for you, I'm like, yes, This is some great, great music. If I love your music, I want to play it, you know. I play music that I like, and I don't stick to what everybody else is feeling when it comes to music. I feel it. I feel it in my soul, and I close my eyes when I receive music and listen to it so I can see if it's something that just resonates in me and says, yes, Flava, you need to play that music. In this last set, I played Ty Kazi, was so beautiful. Dear, dear, sweet friend of mine and client who passed away, I played his song, Give It to Me, Reggie Parks. Rest in soul, my musical angel. He is somebody very, very special. I will never, never forget connecting with this man, working with this man, and, you know, just getting to know his music. He would call me out of nowhere and say, Lady Flava, can I sing for you? And he would sing. He would sing. He was a truck driver a good portion of the time that I knew him, maybe all of the time that I knew him, until he started becoming sick. And he would be on the road or delivering, you know, right in Atlanta, Georgia, and he would be singing to me. Sometimes it would be Smokey Robinson because he did. He was known for doing Smokey Robinson tributes. Sometimes it was his original music, which Give It to Me is one of his original pieces. But the beautiful thing is when I get connected and somebody passes, I still have the ability to keep their music alive. And so that's the case with Reggie Parks, and there'll be some other artists that I'll be able to play their music for you. I just need to upload it again to my music board here on Flava's Lounge Radio. And then after Reggie Parks, I played Promise Marks with Whatever Happened, going into Noel Gordien with The River, and then closing out with Whitney McLean with her piece Good With Pain. I hope you're digging the music that I'm playing. Really, really, I do. And I hope that if you are hearing something that's new, or maybe even if it's older, you don't always know, right? If music is done well, you don't necessarily know when it was actually created. But if something captures your attention, I would really, really encourage you to follow those artists on social media, purchase their music. All you have to do is really Google their name. And if you hear a song on Flava's Lounge Radio, you know, look up that song and purchase it. Digital downloads cost nothing. Cost nothing. I'll be honest with you. I'm old school. I still like CDs. Okay, could go back further, but if we bring us more current to the music distribution realms, I like CDs, and I like hard copies of things. I like hard copies of books. I remember the days of having albums and 45. So, but digital downloads, if you understand all of that technology and how you can purchase music online that way and play it online, they cost like 99 cents to, you know, no more than $2. And so supporting these great, great talents, purchasing their digital downloads puts them in an opportunity. Just think, if everybody that listened to my radio shows purchased your music, right? That's actually not, you know, not a small amount of money that might go into an artist's pocket. But at the same time, it also gives them numbers to show how many people are actually digging their music when you actually purchase it. So that's something to think about. If you have a question about who I'm playing, FlavasLounge@radio.com. That's why I come here. I support great, great independent artists, great independent music. And I try to talk about a subject that's about life, but also pertains to the independent artist and entertainer. So today's topic is, sometimes I think we take simple things and make them hard. Think about that. What in your life that is very, very simple for you to do and complete? and you just put it off. You procrastinate. And then in the end, maybe you're not prepared. Maybe, you know, it causes things to pile up even more. And then once you decide that you got to do it, it's more work, you know? So think about that, because that's definitely something I'm thinking about for my own self. You know, I told the story at the top of the show about how this morning I got up and went out and decided to sweep. The other thing here in Las Vegas, not that I should use this as an excuse, but it's been so hot. I think today is supposed to get to like 108. I'm so tired of this hot weather. I'm really looking forward to it cooling down. A comfortable weather here in Las Vegas is like 80 degrees, you know, it's comfortable. And it can get pretty cold here in the winter, which I personally don't mind. But so many days in a row of the temps being up in the hundreds, I'm kind of over that. So anyway, I decided this morning I needed to get up and just sweep outside my front door. And it didn't take nothing but 5 minutes, you know. But I just, even if I did it when it was like 100 and something degrees, it wouldn't take me very long to do it, you know. And mopping my floors, I do mop my floors, but probably not as frequently as I should because it's dusty here. I should be doing it more frequently. So I got up and mopped my floors this morning. And I can honestly tell you, under my bare feet, it feels so much better. So, you know, just simple things. You know, when it comes to an artist, when was the last time you updated your artist bio? That's something to think about. When was the last time you had somebody take a really good picture of you, say a dozen pictures of you with a cell phone? It doesn't even have to be, you know, a professional photographer. If somebody has a good eye, there's a good background, and it can be used for promotional purposes, you know, you can just simply use a video. I want to encourage you to have somebody record you one song at a time as you are performing out there, that it can be put on YouTube. It can be put on social media for people to get a taste of who you are and what they can experience out of you. Simple things that can become great things for us, you know. So I don't know. I think that I'm at a point where I just need to redefine who I am, what I want to do with this journey that God put me on, and what tools do I need? What have I been procrastinating on to make my world work? Because my world is all about supporting other people. That's just the reality of who I am, whether it is my job at the rehab hospital or whether it's supporting independent artists. My job is about supporting other people, you know, and providing a service to others. And I knew at a young age that that's what I'm meant to do, is to provide, you know, some form of service that benefits other people. So I'm going to jump back out there and play some more music for you. You know what? This is a piece by an artist who is an amazing, amazing talent. She has a unique style to her sound. And if you follow me and you hear me play her music, you will be able to recognize her style. This is Nichelle Colvin with her piece, Monster.
People buy it. They call me a monster. I say it. I used to be insulted by it. They call me a monster. I'm
monster.
Monster.
Don't go by me.
I ain't a bit of monster.
Unravel me.
Unravel me.
I'm a monster.
Complex in me.
I am a different monster.
Unsettle me.
I'm a monster.
Look at this play.
I'm a different
monster.
I feel no pain.
What do you feel? sapien, earthborn aliens. No wonder why they make all these movies about zombies. Humanity with depression and insanity. They're killing everybody in sight, that's how they bred to be. One innocent child in a crowd. Please teach us again how to smile. A whole civilization turned wild. We'd rather turn our backs than reach out. There's a storm coming our way, but no clouds. Humanity just put earth in lost and found. I bet you wonder where you're going now. I bet you wonder where you're from now. Middle class, we one payday from being astray. If you went back in the past, who would you be? Think fast. Earth is about to crash with the capital H rash.
What about us people? Say good, some bad, some happy, some sad. We're living in a world full of evil people.
A split nation under God. They trying to take our liberty and justice, dear frauds. We should print all their faces on counterfeits. Only the presidents that wasn't worth shit. When we march, we the people, we the torch, we the superheroes. Take a stand in this world. Marching for civil rights, marching for women's rights. Fighting for injustice to make justice go right. People, how many times do we look down the sniper's sight? Put the gun down and look with both eyes. Terrorism never cared about lives. To the ghost of Richard Gatlin, I hope you're listening. Gun violence, mankind with their civil wars. We following the dinosaurs. A whole civilization of bones in the tar.
What about us people?
The ones that will give up their heart to make it equal. Horsepower to the people. Mr. Bald Eagle, what's your cerebral? You should fly into the hospitals and maybe little by little understand the cancer victims. And God bless the kind-hearted. Have you ever pulled money out your pocket and gave it to a person in need because he was starving? Go get the blankets out your closet and go hand it to a soul on the street that's homeless. My lyrics paint the world cause I'm an artist. Different colors, different cultures, different religions and regions. When Mother Nature tear us apart, we form legions. We form legions.
What about us people?
Some good, some bad, some
This is Lady Flava of Flava Sounds Radio, and I want to encourage you, the indie artist, to submit your music for airplay consideration. What I need from you is your artist name, the location of where you're from. I need a printable artist bio. One sheet would be beautiful. And I need, of course, high-quality recorded MP3s. You can email me at FlavasLounge@gmail.com. In the subject line, put radio airplay. And I look forward to hearing from you and possibly playing you here on Flavas Lounge Radio. Boy, oh boy, the time went by so fast, but I want to thank everyone who's tuned into the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives of Morning Coffee with Flava. I appreciate y'all so much. In this last set, I played Nichelle Colvin with her piece Monster, going into Mamuna Youssef with When Music Breathes, Dee Dweller out of the Pacific Northwest with People 2, Monica Monet down there in Jacksonville, Florida with Love Changes, and then closing out this set with Ole Silk and his piece Hurry Up and Wait. I hope that you've enjoyed the music that I played. I hope you heard something that was new to your soul and you just felt it. You just felt it. I want you to check out all the artists, or especially the artists that you're kind of feeling, you know, the experience of their sound, their musical flavor. Check them out on social media. Google their name. I always tag them on social media, on Facebook, when I play their music. But most of them, you can Google, you know, and find out more about them, their music, and where you can purchase their music. That's why I'm here. I love supporting great, great independent music, great, great independent art, and just kind of finding my way back to just feeling what it is that I do and who I am. Kind of lost myself, and maybe it's okay, and I'm learning to be okay with that. But I never lost myself totally as Lady Flava, and I have a foundation that I can put my feet on, has never left me, and just kind of working on tweaking, redefining, and just finding that good, that feel-good place for me. So this is one of those places. Morning Coffee with Flava is my favorite place to be every Saturday, hanging out with you, drinking some coffee, having a conversation, even if it's with myself, but hopefully you're kind of feeling what I'm talking about. And of course, as always, playing some great, great independent music. Today, I talked about the fact of how sometimes we take the simple things in life and make it hard. And I want us to kind of get out of that routine that we've built around those things and shift it and take those steps of completing the simple things. Today, I swept my front porch area. Today, I mopped my floor, you know. I think I'm going to work on my desk after the show. But sometimes we just need to do those simple things, and it's amazing how simple things can make us feel good, right? Sometimes it can just make us feel good. So My challenge to you is, what simple thing that you procrastinate in doing can you do today, and can you do this weekend, and can you do going into the new week that will make a difference in your life? Thanks for being here. Man, I appreciate all of you who check my shows out, who support who I am. And to those that actually share my shows, more and more that's happening, and I appreciate those that share my show. So today I'm going to close out with my family out of Seattle, Washington. If you know me, you know I call myself I Am Black Stacks. This is Black Stacks with their piece, In It to Win. Take care, God bless, and enjoy the rest of your day. And see you next Saturday on Flava's Lounge Radio for Morning Coffee with Flava.